Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Explore a Verizon retail career in the San Francisco Bay Area and get a $1,500 sign-on bonus. Join the team that makes in-store experiences special by connecting customers with the perfect product every time. We offer standout benefits, including competitive pay, day one health and insurance benefits, $8,000 a year in college tuition assistance, plus bonus opportunities. Apply at verizon.com/retail jobs. Again, that's verizon.com/retail jobs. Verizon, it's better here. Verizon is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, you guys, Gonkin Steel's Trash Compactor is a Steel Wars supporter exclusive. Here's a snippet from this week's show. Gonkin Steel's Trash Compactor features occasional coarse language. If you are around sensitive ears, move along. This is not the Steel Wars bonus content you are looking for.
I thought the show was about Star Wars. I've never seen it do that. They must not like you.
I think. Come on.
One thing's for sure, we're all going to be allowed to.
Let's talk about Rogue One. You sent me some swear words. Just after
you sent
me some sweet swear words after you came out of the screening. Let's go. What do you like?
The whole fucking movie. I loved it.
Where does it
I loved it.
Where does it rate?
Where does it rate? Okay.
Force Awakens. Who wins out of Force Awakens?
I liked it a lot better than The Force Awakens. I mean, they're completely different. Like, I just felt like this movie was a lot darker, more, I don't know, it was more dramatic. It felt more like a Star Wars movie to me than The Force Awakens. Force Awakens just seemed really rushed and just kind of, what? Are you taking pictures? But yeah, I don't know. I just wasn't really into it as much as I was Rogue One. Rogue One was just like, dude, I was all in. I was all about it. I mean, there is a couple little parts that, you know, were kind of cheesy, but I mean, it's a Star Wars movie. As, you know, for a Star Wars movie, this was by far way more superior, I think, to The Force Awakens.
Yeah, that bit where Darth Vader was in the passageway, that was a bit cheesy, wasn't it?
Oh, that was the cheesiest part.
What did you do during that bit, Tony?
I was screaming. I was like, whoa! Just losing my shit. Just imagine me losing my shit for something like that. Dude, it was incredible. It was incredible. I was freaking out, like, that was the excitement that, like, I wanted from, like, The Force Awakens. I mean, something like that. You know what I mean? But I didn't get it.
What? So what about the Millennium Falcon going through the Star Destroyer? That wasn't exciting?
Okay. Well, I mean, it was kind of spoiled in the trailer, too. I mean, it was exciting as hell the first time I saw it. But after that,
What about Rey catching the lightsaber?
I didn't really care for that. You know what's funny? Me and a couple of buddies were talking about that when the moment when we saw the lightsaber, like, just pass by, like, we're all like, oh, this is where Luke comes. Oh, no. But it was cool. It was cool, though. It was cool.
I did think when it went passing by, I did think Luke was going to be there.
I think most of us thought that, which, I don't know, it was disappointing, but at the same time, it was cool. It was weird. It was just a weird thing.
Yeah, like, when I watch it now, I get the sweet, sweet goosies based on what actually happens. I really love that moment, but I did think it was going to be Luke. But that said, in Revenge of the Sith, when R2 electrocuted everyone on the bridge, I thought he was going to shoot up a lightsaber for Anakin.
Holy crap, that would have been awesome. I didn't think about that. That would have been awesome.
I was in the cinema, going, he's going to shoot up a lightsaber. Man. He's going to shoot up a lightsaber, Anakin's going to catch it, and it's on. But no, he had to just pull out every USB port that he ever had.
USB port. Yeah, man. Okay, so I'll start with, I think, the weakest points of Rogue One, mm-hmm. stuff that kind of bothered me. I think that one creature, what's his name? The pilot. I'm still not too familiar with his name. The Imperial pilot that got the plans from Galen.
Oh, Bodhi Roo.
To give him the sub. Yeah, Bodhi, that's right.
He's not a creature. Why'd you call him a creature?
No, not him. The creature that was, like, all over him and, like, fucking with him. That's all
okay.
That one, not him.
I was like, God, that's...
Like, God damn, man, he's a fucking human being.
He's an Imperial. He's not human to me. That creature.
Like that scene was just a little too much for me. I was just like, okay, that's kind of stupid and pointless and didn't really have any effect. And it was just a little, I don't know, it was kind of stupid. It kind of reminded me a little bit of like that Raftar scene in The Force Awakens.
It is definitely...
just pointless CGI creature, like no need.
It's so weird. You know, people talk about Star Wars ring theory, but... that is definitely some Disney Star Wars ring theory that in the middle, like, it's almost in the exact same, like, the
formula.
It's like 45 minutes into the film or something. It's just, like, bizarre CGI. I don't know. I sort of, see, the hard thing is with Star Wars now, it's all so exposed and in the, you know, you've got the guide that comes out the next day with all the pictures, but I think they should have done a bit of a Jaws on that one and not really showed, like, had it darker or...
Yeah.
Not really showed what it was, but...
I mean, yeah, like, kind of like how in, like, Return of the Jedi, like, you know, they're throwing these... you know, like Ula down the pit or something, you don't really see the Rancor, you know what I mean? Just holy crap, they could have done something like that, you know what I mean? But I don't know. I thought it was completely pointless and stupid. That was one part of the movie that I didn't like.
You said, all right, we're going to keep it fair and balanced. You've said one thing you don't like, now talk about one, now you have to talk about a thing that you loved that you haven't talked about.
Everybody dies. I love that. I don't care. It's just... spoiler or anything at this point. If you haven't seen it, I mean,
who's listening to this that hasn't seen the film?
Exactly. I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm just keeping it right there. But yeah, I definitely say that made it so much more dramatic for me. Just watching everybody just slowly get taken out and just like the struggle to get these plans. Like they all knew it was just like a suicide mission. Just kind of like, just like at peace with it, knowing what they were doing. I love that. Yeah. I thought that was so cool.
I think I went and watched it on Saturday, and I think it needed to be emphasized just a little bit more that they kind of went into it going, we're not getting out. Like, there's a little bit of it between Cassian and Jin where they're just like, they say there's no way out or something like that, but it sort of needed to be a bit more of a like... I don't know, a bit more of we know we're probably not coming back.
I felt that though. Like I felt that going into the movie, you know what I mean? Like even in the story and then as slowly like watching, I guess not at that exact moment when they're talking to, you know, to what, like Mon Mothma or everybody like planning it out, you know, and they're getting denied for you to do it. You don't really catch it then. I think I caught it more when they landed, like when they're actually on, was it a Scarif? When they're actually on it and they're all just kind of looking at each other like, okay, us three are going to have to go do this. You guys got to hold down the fort. You know what I mean? And then like, hey, you're our only chance to get off this planet. Like when it goes down, if it happens, you know what I mean? Like I felt it at that moment. I was like, okay, they know the risk. They know what's going to happen. They know that this is probably like this. Dude, they're in like the, what planet? What were they doing in that planet? What was, like, the main thing in that planet? I can't even think of it right now. It's, like, they weren't mining. But anyways, it's, like, there was so much, like, Imperial activity right there that it was just, like, you got this one crew of, what was it, like, 20 people, something like that? Like, it's like, come on, of course it's a suicide mission. It's just, like, I don't know.
But, you know, like...
I don't know
what
I got from it.
Like, in Return of the Jedi, there's sort of, like, there's that, oh, I just don't know whether I'll see her again. Like, which at one point he wasn't going to see her again. The Millennium Falcon, that is. Because old Lando, he wasn't going to make it. He wasn't going to make it. He wasn't going to make it. I was talking to someone about this the other day. They were telling me they got the... it was actually Luke McGregor. Comedian Luke McGregor. Celebrity About Town in Australia. TV star. We're actually talking about... Oh, we're going to the Lego. It's my birthday on Sunday. And we're going to...
Oh, shit. Happy birthday on Sunday. Man. I'll have to send you a message.
Thanks. Oh, because we're going to the Brickvention. There's like a big Lego exhibition in Melbourne.
That's cool.
And it's on my birthday. So I was just like, yes. Because when I was little, my mommy used to drive me up to the department store in the city because they'd have like on the holidays, they'd have like a Lego exhibition as well.
Nice.
But now they've gotten a lot more complex, the things that they're building. So I'm very excited. But anyway, the reason I bring that up is because we were talking about Lego and he was saying how he just got the Millennium Falcon Lego ship. And he said, oh, it's got the new radar dish from Force Awakens. And he goes, and he's going, why did they change it? Like, why? Is it just so they can sell another Millennium Falcon? And I was like, no, because when he's in the Death Star, he knocks it off. And he's like, so they have to sort of put it back on. And he goes, oh, why didn't he just put the same one back on? And I guess, well, I guess there's some sort of, you know, there's the marketing thing of it. But then also there'd be a barrage of nerds screaming, that got knocked off! That got knocked off! And it wouldn't, they wouldn't accept, it's like, oh, we just went to the shop and we bought the same brand. So they have to buy,
exactly.
They had to buy a different brand to let people know, goes, we remember it got knocked off, guys.
I was actually really cool with that. I love that they did that. That they put that little like the new one. I loved it. Yeah, I thought that made it like.
I thought it was a sick little, just like, nice. Yeah. Like the C-3PO arm thing. It's just like, huh?
That was stupid. That was completely stupid.
And then the fact that he had it gold by the end of the movie.
Oh yeah.
What are you doing? All right, back to Rogue One. Steel Wars supporters, enjoy the Gonk and Steel show. My friend Tony Medina, the Gonk Droid, and I chat Star Wars, whatever's going on in the news or whatever we want to talk about that week. That, along with the Q&A, which is a supporter exclusive, our entire back catalogue collection, and exclusive movie commentaries. You can watch A New Hope while myself and my comedian friends in front of a live audience commentate over it. All that and more. Thank you guys so much for your support, and may that force be with you.
Explore a Verizon retail career in the San Francisco Bay Area and get a $1,500 sign-on bonus. Join the team that makes in-store experiences special by connecting customers with the perfect product every time. We offer standout benefits, including competitive pay, day one health and insurance benefits, $8,000 a year in college tuition assistance, plus bonus opportunities. Apply at Verizon.com/retail jobs. Again, that's Verizon.com/retail jobs. Verizon, it's better here. Verizon is an equal opportunity employer.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.